Payne was right for the first time in his life. Rowdy Roddy Piper was indeed in hell, but not for the reasons you would think. He was there to save them. "Come on, Cousin Jimmy," he said. And Cousin Jimmy was there in the blink of an eye. And both he and Rowdy Roddy Piper took Lindsay by the hands and said, "Come with us if you want to not live, you know, because you're, well, I guess if you want to live, because you're kind of dead and in this hellscape." And she said, "Sure, anywhere is better than here and being with pain." So she got her dog kind of Dorothy style, and they put it in a magical hell backpack. There was a roller gator inside. They kicked it out. May it burn in hell forever. And so they started to ascend this beautiful staircase, which Rowdy Roddy Piper created, I don't know, from magic, because he's pretty magical. As they're ascending, though, they hear a voice from behind them say, "Stop. You mustn't go yet. You still have so many lessons to learn." Turning around, she knows that she has heard that voice before. It is, in fact, Mr. Fizzle Kranz. But instead of holding a cat this time, he's holding an enormous crow. "You mustn't leave," the crow says, instead of Mr. Fizzle Kranz. "We still have so much work to be done." Just then, Roller Gator comes out of nowhere, actually on roller skates, and says, well, he starts rapping, but we don't care about that. But he hits Mr. Fizzle Kranz, so he falls down. And I'm done.
Wait, I kind of zoned out. Who is Mr. Fizzle Kranz? Oh, wait, is that the...
That was the innkeeper.
Okay.
I just wanted Cousin Jimmy in there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I just wanted him to be there because I thought it was important.